Today's the day for second chances. Today's the day of new beginnings. Today is Pesach Sheni. Today is Yud Dalet Iyar, and we have the opportunity to reconnect to God and to reestablish our relationship with Him. It was the first year after Yitziat Mitzrayim, and Bnei Yisrael had celebrated Pesach, but not everybody had because some people were impure. And they go to Moshe and they say, basically, it's not fair. We also want to be able to celebrate in Pesach. We want to be able to participate in the Korban. And Moshe says to them, stand here for a minute. Imdu, ve'eshme'a ma'yitzaveh Hashem lachem. Let me go and talk to God and see what happens. And Moshe goes to God, and this was God's response. Daber el b'nei Yisrael, go and speak to the children of Israel, saying, Ish ish ki yetameh lenefesh, when any of you are defiled by a corpse, o b'derech rechoka, or on a long journey, you are able to offer the Pesach. B'chodesh hasheni, you shall offer it in the second month, be'arba'a asar yom ben ha'arbaim, on the 14th day at twilight. And you shall eat it with matzot umirorim. So Bnei Yisrael have the opportunity to celebrate Pesach again. There are two qualifications according to the Torah if you can celebrate Pesach Sheni. If you are tamei, which the Gemara talks about at length, if you are defiled by a corpse, or if you are biderech rechoka, or if you are on a long journey. Over the word rechoka, if you look, you will find a dot that is not one of the te'amim. It's not one of the trup. Whenever there are extra nikudot in the Torah, Chazal learn from it and say that the Torah is trying to communicate something through this word. And Chazal say that the rachok doesn't only include those who are physically far away and couldn't make it to the temple because they were somewhere else. They were on a business trip, for example, but rather if they are also spiritually far away from God, if they are disenfranchised or spiritually disconnected, they also have the opportunity to celebrate Pesach a month later. The Chazal go as far as to say, even if you are at the doorstep, the doorposts, the steps to the Beit HaMikdash, and you're in the wrong place, you can celebrate Pesach Sheni as well. Generations later, at the time of the Beit HaMikdash, this is now in Sefer Divrei Hayamim Bet, there's an evil king, and his name is Ahaz, and he is very idolatrous, and there is tremendous evil in his heart, and he closes the temple. He stops the korbanot, and the Navi tells us, "V'husagar et hadelet," and we no longer have access to the Beit HaMikdash. The truth is, that is just a physical symptom of what was going on spiritually with the people for many years already. And as a side, the destruction of the Beit HaMikdash did not start with Nebuchadnezzar. It was something that was building up for many, many decades before that. And Ahaz locked us out of the Beit HaMikdash. And he had a son who ruled after him, whose name was Yechizkiyahu HaMelech. And Yechizkiyahu HaMelech was thought by Chazal to have the potential to be Mashiach. And he decides to reopen the Beit HaMikdash and to light the menorah again and to purify the temple and to make temple service once again a part of the Jewish faith. He brings about this tremendous spiritual change. He brings about a spiritual rebellion, if you want to say, and he tries with all his heart and all his soul to get Bnei Israel back on track. And the cleaning out of the temple takes place in the month of Nisan. And at the end, when the Kohanim and the Leviim go to him and say that the temple is ready, he says, we are going to celebrate Pesach. And he sends out a letter from the north down to the south, telling all of Bnei Israel that there is going to be a Korban Pesach celebration taking place in Yerushalayim, because it hadn't been done in many, many years. And the text tells us exactly what is in the letter. Bnei Israel, children of Israel, Shuvu el Hashem, return to God. Ve'al tiyu ka'avotechem, do not be like your forefathers. Ata al takshu orpechem, do not be stiff-necked. Rather, tnu yad la Hashem, give God your hand, reach out to God. Uva'u l'mikdasho, come to his temple. Ve'ivdu et Hashem. And if you do that, Vayashov mikem charon apo, God's anger will be turned back from you. Ki bishuvchem el Hashem, if you return to God, he will regard you with rachamim, because he is chanun v'rachum, he is gracious and merciful, v'lo yasir mikem panim, and he will not hide his face from you. I find it fascinating that in these verses of the invitation to celebrate Pesach in the month of Iyar, we have language about the Yud Gimel Midot. All of a sudden, it sounds like Rosh Hashanah. We have Chanun v'Rachum, and God being able to see God's face. And the Zohar tells us that this time of year, starting with Yud Dalet Iyar, and the next 7 days are a time when the heavens are opened and the gates are unlocked. So somehow, Pesach and Rosh Hashanah here are intertwined, and the national reawakening and the national celebration of Pesach is also a spiritual journey of Rosh Hashanah, and it is a time for tshuva, and it is a time for reaching our hand out to God, which is so interesting and so beautiful, because Pesach is all about God's hand and his Yad Chazakah. But here God is waiting for us to reach out to him. It is our hand that is being extended. And when we give God our hand, God in return will stretch out his hand. So we right now are in a time of second chances and new beginnings and a clean slate. And who doesn't love that? So let's be inspired and let's be motivated. And together, as a nation, let's return to God.